with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Thousands of residents of Redlands are being urged to conserve water due to a huge leak in the distribution system. The city says the leak is spilling about 5 million gallons a day, causing low water pressure. The affected area has about 23,000 people. The leak began Monday, and on Tuesday, crews identified the source as a transmission line at a pumping station. The city says water quality is currently not affected, but a boil water notice would be issued if water pressure dropped below a critical level. Repairs are expected to take several days. Sammy Hagar's Lake Arrowhead Chateau is back on the market. The veteran rocker is hoping to record a sale of the lakefront French Chateau in the San Bernardino Mountains, which has come back on the market for $3.9 million. Hagar placed his Arrowhead home on the market in 2017 for $5.9 million. Now, a buyer can negotiate a much lower price. The California Federation of Teachers is urging Governor Gavin Newsom to delay physical reopening of schools and direct districts to go to distance learning until COVID infections drop and safeguards are in place. CFT sent a letter to the governor asking that campuses remain closed until the state and county see a reduction in new COVID cases for 14 consecutive days. They also want the state to provide personal protective equipment plus testing, tracing, and isolation systems. CFT President Jeff Freitas says the districts need rules, not just guidance, on proper social distancing, disinfection, and ventilation.
The state needs to step in, give direction, provide these resources, provide this testing, and set standards, not just say, this is what you should do, but do what you want.
The letter also calls for a significant increase in funding so that hybrid models of learning can be implemented once it's safe to do so. On Monday, both Los Angeles and San Diego Unified School Districts announced they will offer distance learning until conditions improve. California is one of 14 states part of a new agreement to reduce diesel emissions from large pickups to buses to semi-trucks. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
The states are calling for all trucks to be zero emission by 2050. The agreement also means they will establish a national market for trucks of this type. They say the agreement is needed because the transportation sector is the largest source of greenhouse gas emissions across the nation, and trucks account for about a quarter of that pollution. The announcement comes after the Trump administration rolled back fuel efficiency standards for cars and trucks in March. Meanwhile, last month, California passed the nation's first zero-emission electric truck rule. It would put 300,000 electric trucks on roads by 2035 and has a goal of all trucks to be zero-emission 10 years later. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
California spends $4 to $5 billion a year on health care for low-income kids. But some of the plans are falling down on the job, according to a new report out Tuesday. Researchers from the nonprofit Children Now say 40% of Medi-Cal health plans don't meet minimum standards, and 70% don't do enough to ensure patients can access care for their kids. Mike O'Day with Children Now says some counties have better plans available than others.
That fundamentally means that where a child lives and which plan they're enrolled in determines whether or not they get the care they need. The way it should work is that every child in Medi-Cal gets the care that they need, especially the preventive and primary care that's guaranteed under law.
For example, in most Northern California counties, less than 10% of babies get a developmental screening. The Newsom administration is about to start negotiating contracts for plans that would take effect in 2024. Advocates want the state to make future payments contingent on better performance. Parents can find out how well their county's health plan is doing by checking out the report, which is available on Children's Now's website. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.